Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
The Agriculture Secretary, along with a pediatrician, going to be talking about the need to protect child nutrition standards. We're going to hear comments from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, Dr. Robert Murray, the president-elect of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. First, we're going to start off with Secretary Vilsack.
The House of Representatives Appropriations Committee will consider, the full Appropriations Committee will consider the Agriculture Department's budget for 2015. Included in what has been done at this point is a series of steps which I believe are ill-timed and ill-advised in terms of the School Nutrition Program and the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act and the implementation of that act. The law is working. The reality is in 2010 we were confronted and continue to be confronted with the challenge of obesity, with nearly a third of our youngsters at risk of being obese or are in fact obese, 17 million of our youngsters living in food insecure homes, and the reality is that many of our youngsters receive a third to a half of their calories in school during the school year. It was important in 2010, and it remains important in 2014, that youngsters have access to nutritious and healthy foods. And the reality is that's exactly what's happening in schools across America. Kids are eating more fruit. They are eating more vegetables. They are consuming less sodium, less sugar, and less fat. Clearly, this has been a process in which the USDA has been working with the school districts across the United States. When flexibility was warranted, USDA has been willing to work with school districts and school nutrition experts to provide that flexibility. We provided it in terms of the implementation of breakfast standards, allowing for a general gradual phase-in over a three-year period. We offered additional flexibility on the offering of daily meat and a meat alternative at breakfast. Starchy vegetable limits also provided flexibility with reference to that, as well as the fruit and vegetable component. The sodium reduction, we've offered flexibility there. Flexibility on the weekly limits for grains and meats. Frozen fruit with added sugar, whole grains, and rich pasta products. All of that is indicative of my belief that when there is a need for flexibility and it's warranted, USDA will continue to work with school districts. But what is not appropriate and what is ill-advised is to provide some sort of waiver process which would open up the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act to a reversal going back in time, taking a step back instead of taking a step forward. We know the law is working. We also know that USDA, in addition to the flexibility, has been providing resources to school districts across the United States to upgrade their equipment to make it easier for them to produce nutritious and healthy meals, $160 million to date. We just launched several weeks ago our Smarter Lunchroom Grant Program of $5.5 million to provide assistance to those school districts that are finding it difficult, who have particular challenges. This grant money can provide additional resources as well as technical assistance in order for us to move forward in implementation. So kids are eating better. Flexibility, when warranted, is provided. Resources and technical assistance are being given to school districts. I want to speak just for a moment about the myths that are being perpetrated about this effort. One is that somehow revenues to school districts are down as a result of this law. The reality is, in fact, that school districts are now seeing an increase of nearly $200 million over what they had prior to the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act enactment. The myth is that there is a substantial amount of food waste that's taking place in schools and that food waste is significantly higher than it has been in the past. Well, the reality is there's no more food waste today than there was prior to the implementation of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. The suggestion and the myth is that there are substantial numbers of school districts that are opting out of the program and not participating and are having extraordinarily difficult time meeting the standards. The reality is that over 90% of school districts are meeting or on their way to meeting these standards and receiving the additional 6 cents a meal reimbursement. Look, this is a generational change that is taking place. Obviously, it will take time, but it is a a necessary effort on the part of this administration and on the part of school nutrition experts, on the part of doctors and pediatricians, military experts. It is in the best interest of the health of children. It's in the best interest of their educational achievement and their capacity to be economically competitive in a very difficult world that they're going to grow up in. It is also part of our national security imperative. So this generational change has to be given the time to continue making the progress that we've seen the last couple of years. Let me finally say that not all school nutrition experts are concerned or opposed to this. So a recent letter from past presidents of the School Nutrition Association indicates strong support on the part of those past presidents for the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. And I think they probably all remember the launch of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act when the First Lady and myself and Rachel Ray and actually leadership from SNA were all in a Virginia school watching youngsters access the new meals with great anticipation and belief that this was going to work. So we appreciate the First Lady's leadership. We appreciate our friends in Congress who are focused on making sure that the gains that we've seen recently are maintained. I understand that Dr. Murray has joined us. Doctor, thank you very much for participating.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I am a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the past chair of the Council on School Health, and we have weighed in several times on the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act during its development and are strongly in support of both the Act and the new school nutrition standards. We have great concerns about the current debate in Washington over these standards, and we want to emphasize that these goals that were established are good, they're scientifically based, they're well-crafted, the process was open and transparent, and this is the way we should focus our attention going forward. I'd like to just make a couple of points. You know, we grapple with three major disparities here in this country, economic, academic, and health. And our feeling at the Academy is that over the past decade or so, we really have established the science that will allow us to attack all three of these disparities. Nutrition is one of the core principles of our attack on these disparities, and I would hate to see us in any way step away from the standards that we have established. These were established by good scientific methods, first by the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which exhaustively reviewed the literature and came up with the dietary guidelines, but they also established the benefits of a healthy eating pattern in terms of health benefits directly tied independently to the eating pattern. So it's not about obesity, it's about eating this dietary pattern that that they established as being optimal. Those same things, those same principles were taken by the Institute of Medicine and were converted for the school meal programs. And this is a servings-based dietary pattern, just as was laid out in the dietary guidelines. So I think, you know, we have a good scientific basis for the recommendations that were made, the standards that were built. We know they work, recognizing that there are always issues with establishing this kind of a measure. The goal is the right goal, and the pediatricians of the Academy stand fully behind the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act and the new nutrition standards. Do not want to see any backtracking at all on those particular issues. I would say that this is a critical time in terms of the health of children. We're now almost 40 years into an obesity epidemic, and we're beginning to see the anticipated kind of tsunami of health complications in terms of diabetes and insulin resistance, hypertension, dyslipidemia, cardiovascular disease. All of these things are becoming manifest now. We've done a really ideal job, I think, of looking at each of the programs in the nutrition safety net and finding ways of improving those standards all the way down to preschool age, WIC, SNAP. We've all had those things examined in the last decade. So I think we've got some real opportunities to attack our public health goals with optimal nutrition for our highest risk kids. And this is not the time to begin to pick apart the guidelines or the goals that we have set up so painstakingly over the past decade. I certainly feel that the School Nutrition Association and the directors have a very difficult job. We in pediatrics acknowledge that, and they have done a marvelous job over the past 15 years in steadily improving school nutrition standards until they are really, really well aligned with dietary guidelines for Americans. But I don't think that we should in any way solve the problems and issues that have been mentioned in the press on the backs of children's health. This is a time to really maintain our focus on children's health and facilitate whoever is having problems establishing those standards and fully fund those schools so that they can establish those standards, not back away from the standards themselves. It's a great opportunity for attacking those three health disparities, and I really hope that we can look at the economic, academic, and health outcomes of these as the long-term goals and keep our eyes fixed on those three going forward.
That's Dr. Robert Murray of the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, as they talk about the need to protect child nutrition standards nationwide and legislation before Congress. That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.